This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Hi everyone, it's Kevin J, the best thing since the colour orange. And you're listening to The Therapy Suite right here on UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio. This week, I speak to stylist Sally Smy, who helps people to dress so they feel good. Sally, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Thanks for having me, Gavin.
No worries. Sally, I think it'd be great to hear a bit about you and your background and how you got to where you are today to becoming a stylist. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so my background is as a fashion buyer, so that's how I got into fashion. So I worked for 18 years for various companies in women's wear. So I worked for Arcadia, for Debenhams. Unfortunately, neither of them are around anymore. And also my last job was a buyer manager at Tesco. So that was really good grounding for me being a stylist, because as a fashion buyer, you have to work with real people. You have to make sure your clothes fit. You have to be aware of the trends, but not necessarily really focus too much on the trends, because I was more in sort of middle market fashion. So so I did that for 18 years. And then when I had my children, I decided I wanted to do something for myself and to be a bit more flexible. So that's when I set up as a fashion stylist. So I've been doing that for the past 14 years now. So yeah, it gives you an idea of how old I am.
That's brilliant. 14 years. Have you seen many changes in the industry when it comes to styling and that kind of thing?
There's been lots of changes in terms of retail. I think the market has matured in some sense, it's a lot tougher now to run a successful retailer. When I used to buy, we used to go mainly work with manufacturers, and I think a lot of retailers now have all their production in-house. And also, I think it's a lot harder now for buyers like I used to be. I think the market is definitely smaller, because you've got people like Arcadia that are no longer in business, Debenhams no longer in business. So I think you have to be sort of more probably design and production led now in terms of retail. So yeah, it's a tough market out there in terms of retail, and I think that shows in terms of how tough people are finding it on the high street.
Of course. And I suppose style is always changing as well, isn't it? That different trends. And do you find celebrities kind of tend to have an influence, like when they wear something different, you know, you get the youngsters or whoever, and not just youngsters, you know, your adults, etc., just trying to follow that same kind of style?
Yes, there are definitely people that that people gravitate towards in terms of style. So I think lots of, because for each client, I send out a questionnaire, and one of the questions on it is, you know, who do you look at for style influence, like what celebrities? And Kate Middleton comes up a lot, and people like Kate Moss, and varying different ones, sometimes Meghan Markle. So yeah, I mean, and sometimes people don't answer that question as well. It's probably the least answered question on my questionnaire, because people don't want to be known to follow a celebrity style. But yes, it definitely influences. And you know, a celebrity can wear a dress like Kate Middleton, and then it will sell out really, really quickly. So yeah, it definitely does influence. And influencers now, you know, you've got people on Instagram that have got massive followings, so they're paid to promote product, and that will obviously uplift the sales. I mean, for me, I actually like looking at people that are probably not so sponsored in terms of Instagram, so their posts are a little bit more genuine in terms of how they put their style together. So they're not massively promoting any particular brands. And I think you've got a really good read then of everyday outfits as opposed to just outfits that are stylized for an editorial magazine, which doesn't necessarily sort of translate to real life.
Right. And you're right. Social media is huge, isn't it? I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, if nowadays people are following people on Instagram, for example, and then you can see all kinds of new trends. And because I think because the algorithms of Instagram as well, it just sends across like just general pictures of celebrities or pictures of clothing wear. And it's just gone crazy out there, you know, the social media. Do you find that as well from what you're doing? Do you find that social media's got such a massive influence now?
Yes, I do. I think things like Instagram are possibly more powerful now in terms of shaping what happens in fashion than magazines. It used to be Vogue and Elle and those sorts of magazines, and I think it's definitely shifted towards what's happening on social media, like what celebrities are doing, what influencers are doing. And I think as a person, as a consumer, it's very easy to get sucked into a hole of sort of feeling not good enough and, you know, comparing yourself unfavorably to people that you see on Instagram. Because I think before with a magazine, you can sort of pick it up and put it down. But now I think, you know, we're consuming far more and we're given images far more. So I think we do have to protect ourselves a little bit from that and just stay in our lane in terms of our fashion, you know, I think, and understanding what works for us and, you know, understanding that you don't necessarily need a big wardrobe. But I think you can put on Instagram and think, oh, I need to go out and buy a million things because only then will I sort of fit in with the fashion. So I think, in your answer to your question, it does have a massive impact, but I think we need to do something to compare ourselves so it doesn't have a negative impact on us.
Absolutely. How do you work and who do you work with at the moment?
So I work with what I would call normal people, as in I don't work with celebrities, not really. I mean, some of them are better known, but I work with, I suppose, like managers, people in financial services, lawyers, civil servants. So generally people that are in jobs and offices where they want to look good, where they have to perform a role, right, where they're professionals. Those are the type of people that I work with. And generally what I do, I work with them on a one-to-one. So I'll have chats with them and send them a questionnaire, and then I go in and I'll look at their wardrobe. So it's really about understanding what they need. It's not about making them trendy. It's more about thinking, okay, you know, you've got a presentation, what are you going to wear for the presentation? You're doing away days, what will you wear for that? So making sure that their wardrobe matches up to what they need, and also that they feel great in their clothes and look stylish. So I'll assess their wardrobe and then I'll take them shopping. And sometimes I do sort of outfit building sessions with them if they're going on trips and that sort of thing. So generally it's like an intense kind of wardrobe overhaul and making sure that their wardrobe works hard and matches their lifestyle and makes them feel good. I do workshops as well. And I do speak sometimes at sort of women's networks.
That's brilliant. So do you literally, like, go around the person's house, you'll look at what they're wearing, what their wardrobe looks like, you'll talk to them about where they go to day to day or work wise or social wise, and then help them choose things in the shops? Is that literally it?
Yeah. So I go into their wardrobes and I do a real big edit of their wardrobe. And with that, so basically if you go through someone's wardrobe, what you generally find is they're very good at sort of buying into one type of clothing. For instance, if it's somebody that works in an office, you tend to find that they're very good at smart formal clothes, but actually what they tend to lack are sort of, you know, smart casual clothes, that things that are more relaxed or things for away days or things that are up a notch for presentations. So it's understanding what they need from their wardrobe on a day-to-day basis. And then it's looking at what they've got. And there's generally massive gaps there. And what I do is then think about the things that can plug those gaps and also what will then update and refresh their style. For instance, they may be stuck in wearing, you know, a particular style of trouser that's now out of date. So I'll think about what suits them and their body shape and how they can update that. So it's a sort of, you know, a, a way of kind of updating and refreshing it, but also making sure that it works for their lifestyle.
That's brilliant. Do you?
But it is quite intimate.
Do you find that? Sorry about that. Yeah, sorry,
we do go into their houses.
Sorry, something happened with my audio there. I'm not sure. Okay. We're kind of overlapped. So basically, it overlaps sometimes. It kind of, you kind of go into their day-to-day life and, you know, see how, what they're kind of wearing. Do you find people wear certain coloured clothes, like?
Yeah, I think the thing that I'd say crops up the most is a lot of people wear too much sort of dark clothing and like black. And I think certain complexions, and also when you get older, black, like heavy black clothing, dark clothing, can just can make you blend into the background and not necessarily stand out. And I think sometimes people like that are subconsciously hiding because they don't want to stand out, and also because it's an easier option and it's a comfort zone. So I think I definitely come up against that quite a lot.
Do you find people follow certain styles as well? Like when you visit them, they have a certain style they always stick to?
I think there's two ways of looking at that. I think people definitely have a comfort zone. For instance, you know, I've been into clients' wardrobes and they have 10 striped T-shirts and, you know, 10 pairs of black trousers. So I do think there's a comfort zone that people get stuck in, and that's just where they feel comfortable, because they probably haven't had time or the inclination to update their wardrobe. So that's usually why that happens. Also, I think we do all have our own individual styles, and I think understanding that is important. For instance, I love trousers and a blouse or a jumper. That tends to be my signature style. I mean, I do wear other things, but generally that's when I feel comfortable. And I think everybody has their own sort of different signature style or a style formula. Some people love dresses and boots. So I think once you understand that and what works for you, then it does make life easy, and you don't feel like you have to consume everything and every trend that comes on board. You can just focus on what you know works for you. So usually when people employ me, they tend to be the former, as in they're stuck in a bit of a rut, and I help them understand their style and update and refresh it.
I think about myself sometimes in us talking about this subject, and I can be quite boring. Like, I might buy the same style of T-shirt or whatever it is, but in different colors. And I've known to do that with jumpers, shirts, jeans, and, you know, I just find it sometimes, you know, I suppose it depends on the person and their lifestyle, but it just kind of, just easier just to keep things smart and chilled. And do you find that any of your clients are similar as well?
Definitely. A lot of people do that. And I say, if you're happy with how you're dressing, no matter what it is, I think that's absolutely fine. I mean, I'm not here to judge people. If you have a formula, if it's, you know, one style T-shirt in 20 different colours and you love it and you're happy wearing it, then that's brilliant. So what I do is help people who might have, you know, the same formula and but they're feeling stuck and they're feeling bored, and when they put their clothes on they're just not feeling themselves, and that's when it starts to impact them negatively. And I think that's when I can come in and help them feel more positive, more confident, and love what they're wearing, just by making changes to the garments and colors and things like that.
Oh, that's brilliant. I think it's nice, because it sounds like a stylist would kind of almost make the person reflect and think a bit more about broadening their style, which would actually go really well with them as well. You know,
it's about making those small changes that make a difference. For instance, you know, if the T-shirt you wear is just a plain crew neck, then maybe you might want to think about changing it into a stripe, or having a different style T-shirt with a collar on it or something like that. It doesn't have to be going from a T-shirt to a blazer you know, you don't have to make those dramatic changes. It's just moving you along and kind of freshening things up. And that does impact the way you feel. So just a few changes and updates. For instance, if you are somebody who loves wearing jeans and you're still wearing only skinny jeans, then updating your jeans and trying some of the lovely new styles out there will reinvigorate your wardrobe and give it a new lease of life. So it's doing things like that, I think, that can make a big difference.
Absolutely. We're just going to a quick ad break and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
So Sally, do you offer any other services? I mean, this, you know, you that's quite intense. Like, you will kind of be a part of that person's lifestyle for a small period of time. Is there anything else that you do to help people with their styling?
So those are the in-person services are the ones that I've described. So they come as packages. So you can have a wardrobe edit. You can have the full style experience, which is the wardrobe in the shop, or you can have that with an outfit building session. I also offer online services, so where I will offer an online shopping service. So I'll have a chat with the person over Zoom and then send them links and ideas that they can then go off and order themselves. So in that way, I can actually work with people outside of London and the surrounding areas. I've actually got sort of clients in Ireland and sort of other places. And I also offer a sort of 1 hour sort of one-to-one service where the person can utilize that as they see fit. So it might be that we're in the person's bedroom and they're trying on out for work, that sort of thing. So that's my power hour. So those tend to be the services that I offer. But I do offer online masterclasses, that sort of thing. If people sign up to my email list, then I will notify them when I'm actually doing sort of workshops. So I do come in and discuss with them, and you know, they usually get a group of women together and I'll help them with update their style and think about their professional image. But I also do things like workshops on the key pieces for summer, that sort of thing. So if people want to work with me in more of a low-key way, that's probably the best thing to do. And I send out a free monthly newsletter just with tips and ideas to, you know, what's in the shops and how to style it. For instance, it might be, you know, the three best jean styles that are around on the high street. So I try to make that accessible for everyone.
Brilliant. Sounds brilliant. So tell us, why is dressing up good for you?
So dressing up and feeling good in the clothes we put on actually does affect our behaviour. There has been a scientific survey, and the results of that was called enclosed cognition. And it's basically, the experiment was to have two groups, and one of the groups they were both asked to do experiments, and one of the groups were given doctor's coats to put on. And the group that had the doctor's coats actually performed better than the ones that didn't. And I think that just goes to show how the clothes you put on do actually affect you psychologically. So there has been lots of studies that prove that's the case. So you can almost put on your power. You can change perceptions of you by just putting, you know, just by choosing carefully what you put on, which is obviously a good thing. So if you're in control of that and you use your wardrobe to empower you and to put you in a positive frame of mind, that's obviously going to then impact the rest of your day. So, which can only be a good thing, I think.
No, absolutely. Do you find it impacts your customers' style and lives and the way they live their lives as well?
Oh, yes. Yeah, absolutely. You've only got to look at some of the testimonials that I got on my website to see how it does transform them. I think, you know, I've had clients that I've known for years that have risen through the ranks in terms of their jobs. And I'm not saying that I'm responsible for their promotions, but what I am saying is that by bringing me in to make them feel good, I think that's one less thing for them to think about. And also they're more likely to stand tall. I think if you've got clothes on that you love wearing, you're more likely to sit upright, your posture is better, you're more likely to engage, and people are more likely to engage with you. So I think that definitely impacts every area of their life. I think, you know, even down to accepting invitations to go somewhere, if you know you've got that outfit in your wardrobe, then it makes life easier. And, you know, that obviously can happen in the reverse, where you feel rubbish and you don't want to go out because you've got nothing to wear, and it becomes a big issue. So I think just by making those changes, which, you know, you can do in a couple of days, will massively impact your life. So yeah, the results can be transformative. It really can.
I mean, you know, if people feel their clothes negatively affect their mood, I mean, what can they do, for example, to try and help their style out?
I would say the first thing to do is to have a look in your wardrobe and just go through all of the things that you wear in the day to day. Now, if you've got a massive wardrobe and it's packed, which you'll probably find a lot of people do have, and you haven't got time, the best thing to do is just to get out everything you wear over a 2 to 3 week period, so you can really see what you actually have. Because what you tend to find is we have so much stuff that we only wear a small amount of it, and it's hard to see what we actually have. So by taking it out and putting it somewhere separately, you can then really assess what you have. And once you do that, so if you then look on the rail and see what's there, and just look at it honestly and just say, look, do I really like it? Try it on. How do I feel in it? Is it making me feel good? Because, again, what I tend to find is people have probably one or two items that they love wearing, and the rest of them are mediocre and don't make them feel good. So if that is the case, and you look in your wardrobe and think, actually, I haven't got anything that makes me feel good, you know, when I'm going to work, then maybe focus on those areas. But, you know, don't give yourself a whole big wardrobe overhaul to do. Just focus on one or two things to move your style along. And the other thing I do say, which I do with my clients, is to put together a mood board, because new inspiration and new ideas won't come to you in your sleep. You know, you do have to go out there. So things like Pinterest are great to get new ideas. You know, look at brands that you like. So pull together like lots of lovely images, and it's a really good way to inspire you and to reinvigorate your imagination as to, you know, how you can move on your style. So those would be the three things. So put together an everyday rail, assess what you have, and, you know, see, chuck out anything that doesn't make you feel good, and then put together a mood board. I think if everybody does those three things, it will really help to sort of move them on and to update their style.
Sounds good. The mood board, what does that consist of? What would you have to do to create one?
So you can do that in a variety of ways. Actually, what I do when I go to clients' houses, I've got a stack of magazine tears of various different fashions. And I just say to people, look, just go through it. Anything that you like the look of, colour, style, just put it out. So we'll just put like lots of different images onto the floor, onto a table. And what you tend to find is that there's themes that come through. Then, for instance, there might be colour coming through. There might be certain styles, like, you know, wide leg trousers or focus on jeans, and you can generally see a theme. And once you pick up on those themes, those are the things that you can use to influence your ideas. So you might not necessarily want the actual images, but you might find that you've got, you know, five different pairs of brightly coloured trousers on there, in which case that could be your next steer to how you update your wardrobe. Pinterest is another good way of doing that. You can just click together a nice board on Pinterest. You could also save images on Instagram. You know, there's a different, like, you can save a post that you like. You can put it together in a different way. So, but it's almost like you've probably worked on this with other people, like a vision board, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's just about style, and it works in the same way in that it kind of triggers you, and, you know, it makes you think differently and focus on different things, as opposed to having no ideas and staying stuck in the rut.
No, it makes a lot of sense. It sounds really good. How do your clients find their mood board? Do they find it very useful and positive?
Yeah, they do. They like it, and it's what part of the sessions that they love to do. Some of them are reluctant, I'll be honest, first of all, when I say, oh, let's put together a mood board. But once they do it, they really like it. And it's a really good way of drawing out somebody's sense of style, because another thing that I tend to find with people when my questionnaire is, I say, can you describe your style? And most people say, oh, I haven't got one. But everybody has one. You know, we all have things that we like, things that we dislike, you know, and our influences that we've got with us over the years. No one has not got a sense of style. So I think actually when you do something like that, and it's quite creative, it draws it out, so and it becomes obvious then to somebody who doesn't think they've got a sense of style that they really do. You know, it's a sense of style, is just things that you like, things that you don't like.
Sounds fantastic. We're just going to another quick ad break, and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
So, Sally, when someone styles themselves out, does it have to be expensive?
No, it doesn't. There are, in the UK, brilliant options on the high street, and I think you can find everything for your budget. So you've got people from like Primark and the supermarkets, and then you the next level, you've got sort of Zara and Mango, and then it sort of goes up to designer level. You don't need to spend a lot of money necessarily, although it is always good to invest as much as you can into the core pieces of your wardrobe. So, for instance, a lovely winter coat, pair of shoes or a pair of boots, a handbag, that's better to invest in, because then it will last longer. So actually, in the long run, you do save money. But, you know, if you've only got £20 in your pocket for a handbag, then you can actually, on the high street, you will be able to find the right option. What I would say is just to give yourself a bit of time, because and not to buy on impulse, because those are the things that will be in your wardrobe for a long time, the things that you've actually considered and made sure that they're the right pieces for you.
Have you found that some of your clients have done that, where they've bought on impulse and they haven't used the clothes, or yeah, that kind of thing?
Yes, yeah. Before I go to see them, the amount of things, I don't think there's a wardrobe yet that I've seen that hasn't had something with a label on it, still on it, that hasn't been worn. I think everybody's got those things hiding in their wardrobe. And the main thing is not to feel guilty about it either. You know, we all do it. And the money's gone, the money's been spent, so it's best to move on from it, because I think people tend to hold on to things through guilt because they've spent a lot of money on them. but actually it's better just to get rid of the guilt, get rid of them and move on to the next thing, because having them hanging around, it doesn't do you any good.
No, of course. Do you find that some of your clients, they talk to you about how much they've spent and like, oh gosh, I shouldn't have done that kind of thing?
Yes, yeah, they do. They feel guilty, but I try to help them not to feel guilty and draw a line under it and just say, like, from now on, we are going to create a wardrobe that is efficient, that will work. Because I think if you wear your clothes 40 times, I think it cuts down the carbon footprint. And I think that's what we all need to be doing, is making more conscious decisions about what we're putting in our wardrobe and buying with intent. So, but yeah, I mean, the thing that most people say to me as soon as they see me is, oh, I'm sorry, sorry about this. And I'm sorry about this in my wardrobe. And I'm just like, you don't have to be sorry. Everybody's the same. You don't have the biggest wardrobe that I've ever seen, and you don't have the most amount of clothes that we're chucking away, and you haven't spent the most on mistake buys. Everybody does it. That's why I've got a job.
So
I would say not to feel guilty about it, but to be proactive and do something about it.
Do people do that with shoes as well as clothing? Are shoes a big bit of an issue as well, like people buying shoes and not using them? And
Yeah. The shoes, I mean, everybody has their weak spot, I would say, of things that they buy. So it might be handbags, it might be shoes, it might be jeans or whatever. So, I mean, if you love wearing something, then it helps to have a few different options, but you probably don't need like 30 designer handbags. So, so I think it's just being disciplined and really thinking about what you'll use and what will work for your lifestyle as well.
No, of course. How can people improve their dress sense and styling without spending a fortune on clothes?
It goes back to assessing what they need for their lifestyle, because I think once you understand the clothes that you wear for every day and making sure that you've got the right ones and enough pieces, then I think you don't tend to then buy on impulse. For instance, what tends to happen is we might get invited along for somebody's birthday. And if we haven't got those pieces already in our wardrobe, that can induce panic. And people will then go out and think, oh, my goodness, I need something for Sally's birthday. I'm just going to go and grab this because, I've got half an hour in my lunch break and I'm just going to go and grab that thing. And those are the things that tend to sort of sit unworn. Whereas if we think sort of in advance, I do need an outfit for going out, I'm going to make sure I get it. So then, when Sally's birthday comes up, it's not such a problem. And so, you'll have one outfit that you can wear for a variety of occasions. So as opposed to, knee jerking and running out and sort of buying things. So I think it's really being proactive and planning what you need, being aware of what works for your lifestyle and not just aimlessly wandering the shops when you kind of feel like you want to refresh. You need to sort of focus on what you need.
Have you had someone like an emergency call? You go, oh my gosh, I've got this thing I've got to go to. I've got nothing to wear. What should I do? Have you had that kind of call before ever?
Not so much. Actually, I did have one client who was going to the BAFTAs, and she needed an outfit quite quickly, so we did an emergency shop for that. But generally, I do. I think mostly sort of professional work wardrobes, so we tend to do them in enough time. Having said that, I've had somebody that's recently been promoted to board level, and she was going on a trip abroad and needed sort of outfits that were right for board meetings, so we did have to do a shop before she went away. Just to make sure that she had a couple of pieces that were suitable. So, yeah, but generally it doesn't tend to be sort of, last minute pieces or event wear. Although I do event wear. I do, I worked with like a few sort of mother of the bride and grooms, but usually well in advance. And also usually second weddings as well. I work with the bride on second weddings. So, yeah, but again, usually way in advance. So not so much of a panic buy, but you can usually find something, but you just have to dig deep.
That's, of course, that's brilliant. Of course, weddings, that must be very popular. You know, you must go to, you know, help the brides go to the shops, and that's a big one, isn't it? Such a huge decision on what dress to buy.
Yeah, it is a huge decision. It's not usually, it's not my main remit, I have to admit. It's more it's more current clients that I've known for years that I help them find their wedding dresses, as I'm not necessarily known for being a wedding dress expert, but obviously I'm sort of, you know, I can shop wedding dresses, but I tend to focus, you know, my main remit tends to be sort of everyday work wear, you know, that sort of thing. But yeah, I'm always more than happy to do wedding dresses. I do like it. It's a nice day out looking at wedding dresses with people.
Have you had to go abroad ever to help people star themselves out?
No, I'm waiting for that invitation to come. Watch this space. That would be good. I'm quite happy if I have a client in Mauritius or the Seychelles. So if anyone's listening, feel free to get in touch. But when I worked at Dubai, I used to travel an awful lot. And that was one of the reasons why I did switch when I had children, because I used to have to go off to the Far East quite a lot and, you know, do European travel. And with two young children, it became like too much. I didn't want to leave them. So, yeah, but I wouldn't mind a trip now.
Sounds good, isn't it? I think that would be fantastic. What do you say to people who think fashion and style are frivolous concerns?
What I do is contentious, because when I go into talk at companies, there's generally people that say, well, you know, we shouldn't be talking about this as females. And my response to that is, you know, it matters for men and women as well. You do need to be aware, especially in a professional capacity, the image you're projecting. Now, if you, like I said before, if you're somebody that is quite happy to put on a hoodie all the time, then that's fine. But you still need to be aware that that is the message that you're conveying. I mean, it works for Mark Zuckerberg. So, you know, and if he's happy with it, then that's fine. But, you know, if you aren't happy with your image and you feel like it's letting you down and you feel like you're not being noticed at work, or, you know, you're going out in the evening and not feeling right, then, you know, caring about it isn't frivolous. I think caring about yourself and how you feel isn't frivolous. So that's what I would say. You know, I don't see why people judge it any more than you would judge somebody else for getting somebody like a coach in to help in another area of your life. I mean, that's how I see my job. I help people who don't have the time to update them style themselves.
What are the biggest challenges when trying to style someone out?
Challenges. I think generally people are receptive. I mean, the challenges I've had is when I've sort of had people that are not quite signed on to the process. So, for instance, like competition winners, and they're not quite ready to make the changes that they need to, which is getting rid of stuff, you know, up being open-minded to what I tend, you know, to my ideas and updating them. I just think they, you know, they haven't signed up. It's that transaction thing of signing up, paying your money. I think you're already in the process. So I think that's probably the biggest challenge. I always worry that when I go out shopping with a client, is this going to be the one that I don't find anything for? But thankfully, that hasn't happened yet. I suppose generally, if people are larger size, then that is a challenge, because then they're not quite as many options on the high street for them. So we would probably look at doing a hybrid online shop as well as an in-person shop, which is what I would do with them. So I suppose the main challenges are people that don't conform to what's out there on the high street in terms of sizing and availability. So that's probably the biggest challenge.
Have you had a client come to you and said to you, "Oh my gosh, Sally, you've made such a huge difference to my styling, and it's the impact it's had on me and my daily lifestyle is been absolutely brilliant." Have you had that kind of feedback before from people?
Yeah, I mean, you can see on the reviews on my website, people have just said how much, you know, how happy they are, how they get compliments, and that obviously boosts their confidence, and how they feel far more confident in terms of their image, how it's helped their life in terms of, you know, just having those outfits ready for whatever life throws at them. And also, going away on trips and having the right outfit there. So, yeah, all of that. I mean, I think one of the key ones I use on my banner is like, oh, the results have been transformative. I think it's really hard to portray how much it does impact their lives, because words don't quite sort of do it justice, but it really does impact their life, like, and make their life easier. And also make them feel good and make them feel confident and empower them. So, yeah, I mean, I've had many, many clients say that.
Have you helped people also with jewellery, choosing jewellery and that kind of thing?
Yeah, as part of the shopping session and the wardrobe session, I will look at what jewellery and accessories they've got. So if we're out on a shopping trip, then I'll choose accessories that will complement their outfits, because accessories do really help to enhance an outfit. So they are key. So but not all accessories are for all people. You know, some people hate to wear scarves, some people don't have their ears pierced. So I will find the accessories that will work for that person. So yeah, including shoes, including handbags, that sort of thing.
Have people ever bought like really expensive jewellery? Maybe they've said to you, "I really want some expensive jewellery. Can you come and help me have a little look?" And
not, they don't tend to shop fine jewellery, because it tends to be more of an overall shop. But there are, it's not so much like I need a diamond earring, but it might be, let's have a look at some jewellery that will complement this outfit, which may be quite pricey depending on what they like and their tastes. But it's not really, oh, I need a diamond ring, because I think that's not really my speciality so much. I'm not really a jewellery expert, but I am a sort of style expert. So I'll tell them what's out there in terms of fashion and what works for their outfit. But yeah, not necessarily what's the best diamond to buy. I wish I did know that.
Do you have people that say to you, "Look, I've got a certain budget I want to spend and I want to improve in this area," or whatever area it might be? Is that where you help as well, basically?
Yeah, so everybody has a budget. That's another thing that I put on my questionnaire. I ask what the budget is. And sometimes once we've done the wardrobe, I say, "Look, this is realistically what you need. Where do you want to focus your budget? And, you know, is there room on your budget?" Because, you know, once we've got the coat, the boots, the handbag, that's going to be a major chunk of your budget if we go to these brands. So we can either go to different brands or we can change the focus. So I'll have those conversations with people all the way along, because I'm very mindful of that. I never, I wouldn't just take somebody with a budget to somewhere like Harvey Nichols and just blow it on one thing. You know, I manage their expectations right from the very beginning.
That's brilliant. I think, it gives flexibility to the person as well, doesn't it, in terms of how best they can, you can help them by giving you an idea of the budget and what they're looking for and that kind of thing. You
know? And that will dictate the brands that we go to as well. So for instance, we like I was saying before about investment pieces, I'll say, "Look, I really do think you should spend this amount on to get a decent pair of boots, but obviously we don't have to do that. We could go here." And what they tend to say is, "That's fine, I'll take the boots at say £200 And maybe we'll, you know, we won't get two pairs of trousers, we'll get one. So we'd have those conversations. Or what most people tend to do is make the investment. And because obviously if they're employing my services, it's best for them to try and get as much as they can. But, you know, I will take somebody with a certain budget to certain brands. And obviously if somebody's got a higher budget and, you know, a slightly different lifestyle, then I'll probably look at more upmarket brands. So it very much depends on the individual person.
That's brilliant. Where can people find more information about you or your services if they want to book you or you, you know, that kind of thing?
Okay, so my website is Queen Bee Styling, that's B-E-E-E. So you can find all the details of my styling, my one-to-one styling packages on there. If people want to sign up to my free Style Club subscription, then they can go onto my website and click on sign up. And basically, I don't send out any spam. I'm not affiliated to any company. It purely is useful information that I think will everybody will find useful. And I do get lots of positive feedback from my newsletter. So that's a really good way to stay in touch with me and what I'm doing. If I'm doing any masterclasses, is to sign up to my newsletter. So they can do that. I'm also on Instagram as Queen Bee Styling and Facebook as Queen Bee Styling. And I'm on LinkedIn as Sally Smy. So please feel free to connect with me in any of those.
Brilliant. Sally, thanks for your time today. Really helpful.
Oh, it's been lovely. Thank you. It's been lovely to chat to you, Gavin.
No worries. And thank you to our listeners. You know you can find me on Instagram at GavinJ417. Until next time, take care.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.